Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to this week's episode of our podcast, where we talk all things telly with me, Claire,
and me, Rebecca. Each week, we'll be chatting through what shows we've been watching, as well as discussing what's caught our eye from the world of pop culture.
We'll also be keeping you in the loop as to what you should be series linking in the coming 7 days.
At the end of the episode, one of us will pick something for the other to watch so that we can chat about it next time.
And we'd love you to tune in along with us.
This is Spilling the TV. Hello.
Hello. It's a late one tonight.
I know. I'm going to take the blame for that.
No, I was late as well. I had to be late as well.
Do you think you would have been late if I hadn't have?
Yeah,
oh,
I would have.
Great, okay. Should have just let it go and then pretended to have been annoyed.
That was my fault. Yeah, no, I would have.
How's your week going?
Yeah, good. Another busy week. But yeah, lovely. I had two auditions this week, but I didn't get the gig.
Okay.
But I'm actually okay about it.
How do you like auditions? Is it a weird one? Or?
It's a funny thing because like you're up against your friends in the group, you know. The two people that got the two roles that I was interested in are perfect for it. And they're the same age group. And they go together really nicely and it'll be fab. And a really good pal of mine got a really good role as well. So I'm delighted for her.
Come here, I have a question for you. Tomorrow is Black Friday.
Oh God, yeah.
What does that mean to Claire?
Well, it used to mean a hell of a lot of shopping and I would do a lot of shopping on Black Friday. I wouldn't be stupid about it. Like I wouldn't go and buy stuff for the sake of it.
Yeah.
I would have a present list in mind.
Yeah.
And I would be thinking of the person and go, would I have bought this for them?
Full price.
At full price. But I'm kind of not in the zone this year.
I feel completely bombarded. I love a good bargain. And Black Friday is relatively new enough, isn't it? Mm. Like, I remember when it came in being really, like, buying loads of stupid stuff. Actually, I probably wasn't as sensible as you. But oh my God, it's like, I'm just looking now. I cleared my Gmail there about an hour ago and I've just looked. 10 emails.
Tell me this. How clogged is your email on an average basis?
It's not. I can't leave it clogged. It has to be cleared.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah. No, there can be no numbers next to inbox.
Stop it.
Why? How many would you have?
Well, when I had COVID there at the beginning of September, I got it down to zero. Okay. And I was just always like practically, you know.
Why? What would it usually be at? Go on.
It was at 9,000 and something. No. But it was all that stupid subscription stuff.
Okay, you see, for me with work, my email will be constantly open so I can kind of stay on top of it.
Yeah, I know. And then I miss stuff like school stuff. So now it's right back up to 300 and something and it's all that stupid stuff. So I need to go in and do another clear it. I know.
Oh God.
No. That's really bad, isn't it?
Yeah, really bad. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It is really bad. So are you going to buy anything on Black Friday?
To be honest with you, I really need to clean my house tomorrow. Like, I really need to clean my house. And if I even pick up my phone, that'll be a couple of hours lost. And I actually can't afford the time.
Yeah.
I'm out all day on Saturday and I need to clean my house.
Okay. Message received. It's a no for Black
Probably
Friday.
Probably not a lot, no.
Okay.
What about you?
I don't know.
You got your eye on something?
So it's funny when you are pregnant, isn't it? Like your shopping habits, you're like, I can't really buy clothes. I actually don't buy shoes when I'm pregnant because my feet go up a size.
They go up a size? A whole size?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
God, you're in Kim K.
I am. I have perspex shoes. No, honestly, my hands swell. I'm just a glorious being, really. When
you're gorgeous. Gorgeous. I don't see the swelling feet because gorgeous. Of the gorgeousness.
But will I? Oh, I'll probably have a look, to be honest. I might get Pat a few bits.
Oh yeah.
And I always love a hot little like for Santa. Home. No, probably not that organized. I mean, clothes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I'll probably pick them up. Yeah. Few bits.
Sarah Home. Mm. Yeah. I'm not really, you know, I've said this to you before, I'm not amazing at online shopping.
I'm too good at it. I would like to.
You said you would give me a little like in service on ASOS, but you haven't done that yet.
Oh, you're missing out. I will do it. Mm. I mean, to your own detriment be it, but I am hosting Christmas for the first time this year.
No way.
Mainly because I'll be massively pregnant. And
what are you thinking?
Well, and we're not going to drive to Cork. And by hosting, okay. I mean my mum and dad are going to come up and my mum will do the dinner in my house.
You're providing lodgings for Christmas.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
So I can't wait. And I'm really looking forward to Padder having Christmas here and waking up here and having a tree and totally. Things. So what
is this your first Christmas in the house?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. When did you move in here?
January.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah.
So what I would love to get is, I'd love a nice tablecloth.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Home are great for that.
Yeah, I was looking to say, I'm not great at I'd love for it to be a really nice looking table. I just think I'm crap at visualising that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to do.
You just keep it really simple. Be lovely. Yeah.
Get a few, maybe a garland.
Yeah, for the centre and just a few wee candles dotted around it. It'd be lovely.
Are you one of those people who will have a wreath on their door?
Mm-hmm.
Do you spend a fortune on them?
Not anymore, because I probably have spent a small mortgage on Christmas decorations expensive. Over the years. Like, I used to be completely and utterly obsessed. Even last year, I went to Folkestone and bought all these big, I don't know what they are, big hairy things.
But then surely you don't need to do it again.
So I don't need to do it again. So I'm definitely not spending money on Christmas decorations this year. And you can shoot me if I do. I actually was looking at the Avoca have lovely wreaths. But then I was looking at the
price. A live wreath?
No, dried. Fake.
Okay.
Lovely.
So you've always bought fresh wreaths?
No, I buy fake. And sometimes
why would you need another fake if you...
Well,
you
put them on every single door in the house.
Internal.
Claire. I know.
Oh, I'd love for you to do my house for Christmas.
Oh, stop it. Oh my God.
Do you think I could put a wreath because we have a porch door and then the front door? Be a bit silly, wouldn't it?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, put it up. Put your wreath up.
Okay.
And you can put your wreaths on internal doors too. Honestly, do you know what the hardest thing to get is? Actually, you should get that now because they're really hard to get. Is the things for hanging the wreaths from the doors inside. They're shaped like a, you know.
Oh, it goes part, over the door.
And then down. But they sell out really quickly.
So I am married to a man who would not let me buy that kind of device because he could fashion it.
Oh.
Oh yeah, he'd fashion a little hanging device. I'm not saying he's really entirely handy around the house. He's not bad. But that kind of thing now, he'd love the challenge of working out.
Oh, we'll let him at it.
Yeah, I will. Okay, so you're avoiding the shopping rush.
I'm
going to ask you again next week and I bet you're going to say you picked something up.
I just can't. Now, actually, what I've done in previous years is get over and get absolutely every single thing on Black Friday. Almost.
Gifts, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I just...
You're not in the zone.
I'm not in the zone.
I feel it. What about television, Claire? Have you been watching much?
I always say I haven't, but then I probably have watched more than the average bird. Little bits and pieces. What about you?
I felt the same, but I always make a list.
Oh my God, you're so organised.
I'm not.
Rebecca!
I'm just too forgetful that I know I'd sit here and be like, maybe Chelsea.
Yeah. Well, I said to Rog before I came out, Rog, if you think of anything else that we've watched during the week, would you text me before,
Have you sent you anything?
No.
Okay, so do you want me to talk about anything I've watched?
Yeah, what have you watched?
Okay, so again, I did actually genuinely watch Made in Chelsea, which I'm really annoyed that you don't watch, but
tell me, and the listeners, tell us what night is it on? What channel is it on? And I am going to make a date with Made in Chelsea.
Okay.
Just for you this week.
It is a Monday night thing.
Okay.
On E4.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder. I'd be interested to know if it's something you can jump into. I think you're going to be quite cynical when you watch it because they are quite... Are they hard to like as extensively posh people?
Do you know, but I always think if they're wearing nice clothes, it softens the...
Feel exactly the same.
Mm, isn't that funny?
It's awful. It's really bad. I watched something, Claire, that we mentioned last week. That you told me you would watch.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
No.
No. So I watched Senorita 89 on BBC 4 on Saturday night. It was a double header. It was a Spanish language Mexican thriller slash drama, and I loved it.
Oh my God. Do you think it'll be repeated?
I'm sure. I'm sure. It's so good, Claire. It's an 8-parter. And they're doing it every Saturday night as a doubleheader. So the reason it caught my eye was BBC dramas are always good, but when you see a foreign language one getting a slot on a Saturday night, it's got to be good. Anyway, I loved it. It's about Miss Mexico, the pageant. I don't think it's based on fact. Actually, it couldn't be. But I mean, maybe parts of it. But it's about these girls who are all striving to become Miss Mexico, and they go to, well, they're brought to a kind of a castle compound to prep them, but it's so sinister, and there's a death, and it's amazing.
I bet you know the first two will be repeated in the middle of the night or something.
Okay.
So I reckon what I'll do now is when I go home, I'm going to set to record series for this Saturday, and I bet you any money it'll pick it up somewhere else. It'll pick up the first two.
It's worth chasing.
Yeah, okay. What about White Lotus?
So I have asked Craig, can we start White Lotus? But he is of the thinking that we should let it build up a little while.
Oh, to watch them a few back to back. He likes to see a binger.
He is a binger, yeah. I think he gets impatient when you have to wait a week.
Yeah, I can understand that. So how many, there must be like... I've watched two, and I think there's definitely more than that available.
Yeah, part of me is thinking I should just sneak ahead.
It's really, oh, but it is nice if you like watching it together.
Yeah.
I'm really liking it because it's a bit like the first one, you don't really know what's going on. You don't know who the person who's dead is.
Is it as good as the first series?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's hard to follow that.
Yeah.
Good cast again, not people I know, but well cast. And oh, do you know who's in it? Were you a fan of The Sopranos?
Yeah.
You know Christopher?
Yeah.
Christopher's in it.
It's Christopher from Cork.
Christopher.
He's from Inner City Dublin.
Okay, so Christopher's in it.
What age is he now? Has he aged?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah, he does. He looks much older. I'd say he must be like in his early to mid 50s.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Oh, I might tell Craig that it's his favourite series of all time.
Oh, yeah. I watched that, like, binged every single season when Isla was a baby.
Oh, you told me that.
But I'd love to go back and watch them all again.
Yeah. It's one of those ones that you can, isn't it?
Classic.
Come here. I want to ask you, have you watched Kingdom of Dreams?
I have, and I am absolutely loving it.
What are you loving about it?
Well, I'm just loving it. Like, I'm loving all of it. I'm loving the intrigue. I'm loving the power dynamic. I'm loving...
It's very well made.
So well made.
And you can see, I guess, remember I said to you, Craig, who obviously isn't into the fashion world, especially haute couture.
Yeah.
Was so gripped by it.
Oh, yeah. Same as Roger. Totally gripped by it.
Yeah.
Now, Roger does keep going on about who would buy that. Who would buy that? And I'm saying, well, that's haute couture. That is not, that doesn't filter down.
But it impacts what we're buying on the high street.
Oh, absolutely. But then he was saying, well, how do the designers make money out of that then if it's not?
Oh, I know what you mean. So,
but I was explaining that there's a haute couture that's like editorial, that's for your Vogue and all. And then there's a ready to wear that's distilled down, and that is what they sell.
Yeah.
And then some, obviously, A-list celebs will wear the haute couture on their red carpets and stuff, but it's the whole acquisition of the fashion houses that's really interesting, and the people at the top and their relationship with the creative directors and the designers and all of that,
and maybe the lack of a relationship with the customer.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, it does remind me almost like a high-end version of that documentary about Topshop.
Which I never actually watched.
Yeah, it's a similar sort of... Like the themes are similar. Yeah.
It's a bit dirty feeling, isn't it? The money behind it.
Yeah, and that mercenary pursuit all the time of power and... Yeah.
I think Alexander McQueen and Galliano, God.
So I haven't really got into their story yet. Okay. Because I'm just at the end of episode two. So I imagine, obviously...
It's all Galliano in episode one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I, off the back of Kingdom of Dreams, watched the McQueen documentary.
Oh, I'd seen that. It's very good. It's very sad. Oh, my God. Very sad. Yeah.
It's the same makers, I think.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, why am I watching this? Is there going to be loads of crossover? But there actually wasn't.
No, it's definitely more his personal story and his whole, you know.
So sad.
Yeah, terribly sad.
Obviously, I mean, we can't not chat about it because we always do. But are you up to date, the Kardashians?
No, I'm not actually. But I tell you.
Did you watch the Met Ball one?
I did. And I actually loved it.
Did you?
I loved it because I loved Kim in it. I love watching how she operates with her family. Like, she has just got her eye on the prize. But also, she was really, you know, into what Chloe was wearing and what, you know, and on the phone to Kylie and saying, like, okay, you need to go, Kylie's waiting on you, go. She is, like, even though, like, she's almost like...
The puppet master.
Puppet master. That's fascinating.
Did it strike you at all how, like, there was so much toxicity around body image throughout the whole thing? Oh my God, Claire, I was like, this is a lot. Like, the whole thing about Chloe, you're smaller than any of the models.
Yes.
Like, it was a lot.
And that totally feeds into her self-esteem because she always felt like the bigger sister. Yeah. And now all of a sudden she's been invited to the bloody Met Ball because she's thin. That is why she's been invited.
I just thought editorially it was strange and a little bit...
out of step. And they do leave stuff like that in, like, oh my God, you're so skinny, and it's like, God, are you really, really that?
Yeah, I know. I did think it was a bit much now in that episode,
I just love Kim's
you love Kim.
Focus. Yeah. I don't think she's perfect. I think she is so guilty of feeding into that narrative. I don't know, I just find her fascinating. Like, how does she have the capacity for all the things that she thinks about?
Yeah.
I know she's got loads of people around her.
Do you think
her.
She has 3,000 emails in her inbox unread?
Definitely not. That would horrify her, I think, even more than it horrified you.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God. 9,000 is what I had.
Oh my God.
But now I have 300 and something.
Do you ever look at her Skims clothing line?
No.
What about Spanx? What are your thoughts on Spanx?
I've never owned a pair of Spanx, but I have owned several different shapewears over the years.
I have a pair of Spanx.
They do make a difference. They do make a difference. Yeah.
They're very uncomfortable though.
Yeah. I wonder what the Skims ones are like.
I know. I'm really intrigued.
And actually, probably now you could, because you know when they came out at the start, they were nearly impossible to get, but probably now you could probably get really good availability of those stuff. Oh yeah,
you can get them online quite easily, but there's like, have you ever seen, there's one particular item, I think, that like the crotch is so tiny. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So you'd be out the side of it, both sides, bilaterally. Bilateral crotch overflow.
Yeah, I think that's the name of the underband.
Well, it's not, it's renamed. Oh my God.
Anything else you watched this week?
What else? Oh, I did watch... Vicky Phelan's interview. And I also watched the programme last night on the whole cervical check
scandal.
And actually, it was the first time that it had all been put into context for me, you know, really. The little steps. No, that was RTE. Vicky's interview was on Virgin. The two things together, I thought, just gave a really good rounded impression of the whole scandal. I don't know. I mean, I think it's very sad. It's incredibly sad and it's incredibly infuriating.
Yeah.
And
unjust.
Unjust. And it does sometimes make me feel really in despair about our public services and our government and just I don't know, the misogyny in it. And, you know, I don't want to feel, I don't want to be like spewing anger and, you know, I, but I just, it did kind of leave me just really frustrated.
I mean, obviously the only positive to take away is how she handled it and how she used the situation for such good. But beyond that,
she was incredible. Like, really and truly, I don't know that we really, she became such, you know, a fixture in our everyday lives, because we were so used to seeing her, that I think you almost became desensitized to what her personal battle was.
Yeah, the reality of
it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, she's two children at home now that don't have their mummy, and it's horrific.
And it could be anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what actually was new information for me was that some of the women who had received their diagnosis and were challenging the fact that, you know, it could have been diagnosed earlier, or it was diagnosed earlier and they weren't informed, and the gynecologist said things to them like, nuns don't get cervical cancer.
Oh.
And there was something else, something else really, really horrific. I can't remember what it was now. But
like shaming them about sex?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Isn't that awful? Anyway, I don't know. I think it's the, I'm sure it's there and available for people to watch, but I suppose I'd be careful about where you are in your own headspace before you watch it. But I think it is important for us to have a full cognizance of. So I watched those. Anything light that you watched?
It's a hard one to follow.
I know. But it just kind of struck me that those are the two things that I really...
Yeah, yeah. I finished Dahmer.
Did you?
I did. And I know I saw you posting during the week just about your conflicting thoughts about it and the family members. And I was kind of thinking about that. And obviously it's always a thing when something is based on a true story, you kind of think you have to weigh it up. But there was a part in the series where one of the main amazing characters, Gloria, who was his neighbor, made a point about, so they demolished the building where it happened, and she was like, we need to build something here to mark the victim's memory. And I felt that was, in a way,
restorative. Or,
well, I felt it was nearly a message from the producers or the directors to kind of, I feel like they were attempting to do that.
Okay.
Like, it was a really gruesome series, there's no doubt about it, but the victims, I felt, and I'm totally, like, stand to be corrected, I felt like they were, to the fore, I felt like they
were. You know what, Rebecca? I definitely will go back and watch it.
Yeah.
I definitely
when you're
will.
In the right headspace. Guys, I need to apologise. I keep, like, holding in burps and stuff over here. So when you hear me...
Sound effects.
When you hear me go really quiet and just, like... yeah, that's what's happening.
That's totally reflux.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm such a moany pregnant woman.
You're really not. You're really not. That's really uncomfortable.
I would like you to have...
No, I will. I absolutely will. It's a pity Roger's already watched it, because...
What was his take on it, actually?
Oh, he I suppose enjoy isn't the right word, but he watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I think I just really appreciated it for its dramatic content and the way it was paced and...
And the acting.
And the acting and all of that.
Yeah.
And I just didn't get on board with it. I totally get that. But I think I will. I think I will.
I don't know if it's one to watch on your own.
No, don't know. But he maybe he would watch it again. I don't know.
I, on a lighter note, I watched a little bit more of Love is Blind. Now, I'm definitely not as far as you, because last week you were at the reunion, so...
Yes, I actually didn't get to finish the reunion, but since then. But yeah, where are you at?
Home visits, family visits.
Oh, yeah, that's quite interesting. Yeah. So who have you seen?
Alexa and Brennan, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Her dad is a bit tough on him or something.
Yeah, so she comes from an incredibly privileged background.
Yeah, they're the Israeli family. They give him a proper grilling.
Yeah, and he comes from a very modest background, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's totally head over heels.
He totally. She seems to be as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem they're, like
they're kind
match.
Of an unlikely match in a way. I think there's something quite handsome about him, in funny way. I'm not attracted to him.
Yeah.
But I can see this kindness in him that makes his face more appealing.
Yeah.
Okay, who else?
Like a bad boy. Yeah. Who else? What's her name? Okay, let me think. The girl who's with the 24-year-old. Her name's Nancy. She's stunning.
Oh, yeah, she's a speech and language therapist, actually.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, what do they call her? A speech pathologist.
Speech and language pathologist?
Yeah, I hadn't heard that term before.
Yeah, that's what they call them in the States.
And a property mogul.
And a complete property mogul. Pity I didn't get that friggin' memo.
There was a great scene between them where she asked him about his stance on abortion.
Yes.
That was a good scene.
Yeah. That, I'm not going to tell you how that impacts the rest of it.
Oh.
Okay. That's a very significant conversation.
Okay. Now, I'm seeing doubts in his mind anyway because he fancies the yoga teacher or whatever, the Pilates teacher.
He is using these little, to me, he was, at that even at that stage, he was using those little doubts as a scapegoat because he didn't really fancy her.
You see, I thought they really were into each other, you know. No, okay.
Well, did you not change your mind when at that party, when he was basically telling her, you know, like when people see me and Raven, they would say, oh, look, those two are hot, i.e. you're not as hot as me.
And she's divine.
She's gorgeous.
But your man Cole did that as well to, his partner's name?
Zainab.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're really not
immature
very nice.
Little boys is what they are.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with it. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. It's good entertainment.
What else did I watch? Oh, do you remember we talked about Oti Mabuse's documentary?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, did you watch it?
No.
Yeah, that's okay. It was good.
Yeah, not amazing.
You know what it was? There's so much in South Africa that it felt a little bit surface and felt maybe like she was too close to it to kind of ask the probing questions and maybe not comfortable with.
And not a journalist,
yeah.
Yeah.
Really likeable.
Yeah.
But no scene was given a chance to breathe, is what I felt. But yeah, it touched upon some of the issues. It's just such a complex country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. Yeah, if you came upon it, great. Yeah. But don't go seeking it out kind of thing.
Yeah. Like her story is amazing, where she came from and how far she's come and how successful she is and how, you know, her mother seems like an incredible woman. But yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Did you watch any more of The Crown?
You know, I can't get it. I haven't, no.
Do you know I've decided that I don't like this series?
Okay.
And I think the reason is that it's so in recent memory that none of it is really new to me. And then the bits that are, you know, where there's dramatic license or where there's, you know, you couldn't possibly have known what happened. And you're kind of thinking, there's nothing gripping about it.
Yeah.
Whereas I suppose the previous series, there was a real historical piece to it that, you know, we didn't live through all of those times, and it was interesting to go back and see how the monarchy sat within British history as well. And that this series really isn't doing that. It's just kind of like, oh, that was very like the dress at Diana.
Oh,
you know, you're kind of like just...
Is it like when you watch A Reeling in the Years from like the noughties?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's just too new.
Yeah. No, totally. That's totally it. Acting is superb. Imelda Staunton is fabulous, and the actress who plays Diana is brilliant. But not like I wouldn't really care if I didn't watch any more of it.
That says a lot.
Yes.
I watched Motherland.
Oh, did you?
I watched about 5 episodes, Claire.
Back to back. Oh, good. I'm so glad.
I know.
And Hillary, our number one spilling the TV fan, will
feel
be
like
very
I kind
happy
of know that. Hillary.
Yeah, we'll have to get you to meet her.
I'd like to. Like that.
I still think you should come down to the hospice and record us talking about stuff at lunchtime.
At lunchtime on the lunch break.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
I love the cast. I love the Irish girl. I love Anne.
Oh, I love Anne. Love Anne.
Yeah.
Anne gets better and better and better. So you're in series one?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So they're about four series, I think, ahead of me.
Three in total.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, so it came to a conclusion.
No, it's in the third series at the moment.
Okay.
Julia,
she's the main character, isn't she?
Yes, she starts off as the main character, but as the series develops, they all have, you know, I would say it's, maybe she is still the protagonist, but it's more equitable in their storylines, I think, as it goes on. My favourite is, what's she called? Liz. I love Liz, but I love her in everything.
Yeah.
She's kind of a very similar character in everything. Diane Morgan, is that her name?
Yeah.
And she's brilliant. And actually, Sharon Horgan and Graham Lenehan were the creators. Did they write the first series?
Yeah, they did. Creators and writers, I think, is their credit. I find that one, Amanda, really funny.
Oh, she's great.
She's brilliant.
She's great. And I can't remember. I would nearly go back and watch one and two now.
Yeah.
Because in the third series, guess who plays her mother?
Amanda's mother? Mm-hmm. I don't know, like Goldie Hawn or something.
No.
Who?
Joanna Lumley.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So good. Like, so good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're, like, even, is it Kev or...
Kevin. Love so Kevin. Funny. Oh my God.
But like, you know that competitive parenting thing? Like, is that a thing? Did you come across that at the school gates? Because I'm obviously not at that stage yet.
Not really, but I think it maybe not overtly, but maybe there's a little bit of it at times, maybe. I do remember being out on one of my first or second nights out with Isla's school, and I remember talking about, whatever. The usual rubbish that everybody talks about when they get together as mums at the start, my child won't eat this and won't eat this. And she said to me, well, do you eat as a family? It's very important that you eat as a family at the table. And I felt like saying, shut up. Yeah. we're in a pub.
Yeah.
We're not here for you to give me parenting advice. It's just shit in the breeze. It's not that big of a deal that my child doesn't eat whatever they didn't eat at the time. Yeah. You're just joining in the conversation. I didn't need parental advice. There's a wee bit of that going on from the odd person.
But sorry, I'm just going to go back. A night out with them, like, what the heck?
Oh, do you not have nights out? Oh, no, see, your pattern's not at school yet. So when your child gets into school, of my closest friends are mums of children.
Because you socialise together.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, no, we were very lucky. So Isla in particular had a lovely class, and the mums got on like a house on fire, even in sixth class. We all went away for a weekend together.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. And is that standard enough?
No, it's probably a little bit unusual, but you definitely would have mum's night out. Like, you will 100% have mum's nights out. Oh, and you'll get to know mums that you really click with. And
that's gas.
Yeah. I remember my cousin saying to me, you'll be friends with them. And I was going, I don't have time to be friends with anybody else. That's just it now.
There's no room at the inn.
No, but you do. And you make these lovely connections and...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not easy to make friends as an adult.
No, there aren't that many opportunities.
No.
But no, you will. You 100% will.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, God, I forget that you're just at the start of that whole journey.
I know. I'm still in creche land. We have a WhatsApp group, and the mums seem lovely on it, but you just don't see them because it's all different collection times.
Somebody will eventually, when they get to primary school, there'll be mums' nights out, Christmas nights out, and then they'll have the summer night out. But it can work out really well.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Shall we talk about what's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Have you caught anything caught your eye?
You know, this is the big week for the Late Late Toy Show.
I was going to say the World Cup. It's the Late Late Toy Show on... It's not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow night, yeah.
Or tonight for the listeners.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Of course.
Yeah. Christmas is literally around the corner.
Yeah. How many? 5 weeks? 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how that toy show has snuck up on me without me being aware of it.
Potter's probably a bit young for it, isn't he?
He probably is, but maybe we'll do that Sunday showing.
Yes, yeah, and you can edit the bits that you... Or you can
He'd love all the singing and dancing.
Yeah, you know, he would. Yeah. Oh, it's great.
So you'll the four of you will sit down together.
Yeah, we probably will.
Cute.
Yeah, we probably will still. Yeah. But there was something else. What have you noticed?
This is a repeat, but I haven't seen it and I don't know if you have. It's Channel 4. Sorry.
Oh my God. Little burpy baby again.
Yeah. Well, I asked Padder what we should call the baby and he said Sonic.
Sonic.
Deadly serious.
Did it reach the top 10?
The name?
Yeah.
That's the top 5.
Totally.
I think you could use it for either gender. So the Scottish island that won the lottery on Channel 4 at 8 o'clock. It is a repeat. So the Scottish island that won the lottery, the story of North East. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Apologies. A remote island in the Outer Hebrides with a population of 1,500 people who collectively won a £3 million windfall.
Nice.
And are now faced with the deciding how to spend it.
Oh.
Like, it's a true story.
Yeah, nice. When's that on?
That is tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on Channel 4. Friday night.
Friday night, yeah. Okay, great.
I noted that Taken is on Saturday at 9:30. I mean, who hasn't seen Taken at this stage?
Well, actually, I'm thinking now that Hugo might like to watch that.
Oh, really?
He's 13. What goes on if that's...
Human trafficking into prostitution rings.
Bit of drug taken.
Bit of...
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let him watch the famous phone
wait
call.
Till next year. Stick with the toy show. I'd say it's a bit too much, isn't it?
Maybe a bit.
Yeah.
You're right there, Rebecca.
I'm just laughing at you. Maybe I'm oversensitive there, am I?
No, that's probably is a bit young.
Yeah.
13, yeah.
No, yeah, yeah, okay. are you guys as a family into Saturday night telly?
Do you know what we're into at the minute?
I wonder, is it what I have written here?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Because I can see what you've written there. No. Blankety blank.
Blankety blank.
Oh my God. See, blankety blank.
As a family.
Yeah. I think it's because, you see, we're massive.
So I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
Stop it.
I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Blankety Blank was like such a feature of my childhood.
Okay.
So we had Terry Wogan and we had Les Dawson. Mainly we were Terry Wogan fans. And
okay.
He was so witty. He's just,
yeah.
He just had it.
Yeah.
And it's such a, so the gas thing about Blankety Blank is that the prizes are crap.
Okay. Like toaster.
Like really shit prizes. And they have really stuck to that.
Okay.
Because that was one of the things about it.
Yeah.
So they haven't jazzed.
The
yeah. And they haven't like tried to modernise it.
So who presents it now?
Bradley Walsh.
Oh, right. Okay.
He's quite good at it. And then it would have the panellists are all people from all the reality shows.
Okay.
That, so things like Strictly and Celebrity and 9 out of 10 Cats. You know, so you know them all and
yeah.
The kids kind of like them. So we're enjoying that, so we are watching that. But yeah, the one that you...
Spin the Wheel.
Yeah, must actually get back into, because we used to watch that last year.
I don't know, it's just always on in our house on a Saturday night. There's that, and the other one, which isn't on at the moment, is The Wall.
Oh no, I've never seen that.
The Wall is your man. What's his name? Danny Dyer presents it.
Oh God.
It's actually really good.
Know.
But yeah, so Michael McIntyre's The Wheel is Saturday at 6:15, family viewing.
Okay, well, yes, I might even be able to squeeze that in before...
Blankety Blank.
No, Strictly. See, we are massive Strictly
fans. Is it not
fans.
Over?
Oh, no, Rebecca. Oh, and honest to goodness...
I know, I'm missing out, I'd say, am I?
We were watching it last week, and myself and Roger and Isla, and I think maybe at least 2 or 3 times I said, isn't this just brilliant?
Really?
Oh God, it's the most joyous thing, and it's so uncontrived and not cynical in the way like some of the other celebrity programs are. And it's just, you're watching people learn these amazing dances. And like, I suppose because Isla and I are so heavily into it, like we'll find ourselves saying like, oh, this is the first time that Johanna has got to Blackpool, and this is the you know,
okay.
Yeah, like we're so into
yeah.
The professional story as well.
Okay.
And
who's your winner?
So it was really sad last week to see Tyler and Diane go out. do you know, there's a few of them that I wouldn't mind seeing winning. Kim Marsh is fabulous.
Liberty X.
Yes. Oh. No, was she Liberty X?
Is she the actress, Kim?
No, she was Hearsay.
Hearsay.
Mm. She's really good and she's was really likeable.
Was she in Street for a while? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's in Hollywood now, I think. Will Mellor is amazing, although he wouldn't be one of my top ones to win. Fleur East was amazing.
Yeah. She's still in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what wasn't there a fellow that you loved from Bros?
Well, he's got eliminated. No, I was watching him purely for the entertainment value and he went early doors. He was really not good. But it's just such amazing, uplifting. Oh, and there's this guy called Hamza and he's a TV presenter, like he's an Arctic explorer and stuff, and he is just the most pure, gorgeous human being.
Okay.
And he is a fabulous dancer.
Oh wow.
And he's quite heavy.
Okay.
And he's got dreads right down to his way below his bum. And he can move like, oh, it's just amazing.
You love it.
I love it.
Yeah,
I don't
know why I can't get into it. Maybe I'll try it next year.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say you could still get into it. I think you could. I suppose we're so heavily invested in it.
You know the backstories and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Senorita 89 that we spoke about earlier, episodes 3 and 4, Saturday night from 9 o'clock.
On Insta to remind people as well.
I loved it. Yeah. Really love it. Oh, here's one on Sunday, a movie at 9 o'clock. Have you seen Senna?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very good.
So good.
Maybe we spoke about that before.
Yeah, because you said you didn't know.
I guess.
You got a shock.
Yeah. On Monday night, RT1 The Dart. Oh. It's a kind of a behind the scenes of The Dart. Could be good.
I think I like that.
Yeah. So it's Monday 9:35. Ooh, on Monday at 10 o'clock on Channel 4, Secrets of Playboy.
Oh no, I think I might have seen this.
No, it's not a repeat.
Oh, is it not? Okay.
Well, not as far as I know.
Okay.
It's the episode 1 of series 1, a documentary exploring the hidden truths behind the men's lifestyle brand created by Hugh Hefner.
Okay.
I can't believe I missed episode 1 last week. Celebs Go Dating started this week.
Who's on it?
Sunita.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
Oh, technically, is she a celeb?
Sunita. Of course she is.
Did you ever see the time?
Sorry,
when
if you're known by your first name.
Well, okay, that's true. But did you ever see the time that her house was on through the keyhole?
No.
Oh my God. I was thinking, oh my God, Sunita. Like, it was just a wreck.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really surprising, actually. It made me kind of think that she must be kind of badly recognised. Well, no, that she doesn't, like, how is she really making her money? Like, you can't really just make your money by being Simon Kyle's best friend.
Ex, isn't it?
Yeah, and how is she making her money? I don't, like,
but
I think...
But she had a pop career, didn't she?
Yeah, but, like, she didn't write the song. You don't get, like, you don't live off the royalties if you haven't written the song.
Why are you so anti-Sunita?
But I just think, well, it's not, it's more like I think Sunita has been, like, exploited for... I mean, like, how... Yeah, I don't know. Like, what is she doing now on Celebs Go Dating? Because she needs the moolah. That's kind of sad.
She probably does all those kind of programmes, does she?
Yeah.
Like,
Through the Keyhole's pretty, setting the bar pretty low.
Anything else you've spotted?
There are a couple of things coming up on streaming platforms.
Oh, okay.
So there's one that's out now called 1899 on Netflix, and it's like a, I think it's like a little, like a horror.
Okay.
So, but it's getting good previews anyway. And the other one that sounds really interesting is out on Disney Plus, and it's Chris Hemsworth, and it's like he's doing a 6-part documentary on looking at different ways of improving your longevity and your quality of life.
Interesting. Why Chris Hemsworth there, I wonder?
But I don't know. But what the surprising thing is, I think that in episode 5, he has genetic testing done discovers that he has genes from both his mother and his father that put him between 8 and 10 times more likely to develop dementia.
Ooh.
And I think it then turns the whole documentary kind of on its head a little bit.
Yeah, would you like to find that out?
No.
No, I don't.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's hard, jeepers. And then to find out on television.
Yeah, so I think, and it's funny because when I was listening to a review of it and the girl who was talking about it was saying, you know, and she's thinking, oh, why choose like Chris Hemsworth, who is like, yeah, you know, body perfection anyway,
yeah,
to talk about how to improve his life. And then to get that piece of news in the midst of it all. Yeah.
And that's on Netflix?
That's on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, okay. I have that. Claire, I think it's my turn to pick something for you this week to watch.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen it before. You may have. It's a series called Criminal UK.
No.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
So there are these kind of standalone episodes based around crime.
Okay.
And
real life, true life?
No, no, no. Drama.
Okay.
So find out. Yeah, you will like it, I think.
Crime, what's it called?
Criminal UK.
Criminal UK.
Great. I think actually there are versions from lots of different countries, but that's the one I've watched and I'd like you to watch it.
Okay. So how many have you watched?
Oh, I think I've watched a few series, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think I've watched 2 series.
You kept that one quiet.
Yeah, do you know what? It's one of those ones that I watched and loved it. And then just kind of, I never remember a big buzz around it, but yeah, no. Really okay. Like it.
Super, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great to
you
me.
You up for that?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Okay.
Okay.
Shall we reconvene next week?
100%. Yeah.
Have a great week.
Okay, you too.
Thanks, Claire.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.